Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Highland Scandal by Julia London, performed by Anne Flosnick.
For Jameson. Chapter 1. Scotland, 1807. From his vantage point in the middle of a brambly thicket, which Jack noted gloomily had torn his best buckskins, he could see the road through the branches. He'd ridden hard the last hour, pushing his horse to stay a mile ahead of the two men. He gulped down air as he watched them trot by, their hats pulled low over their eyes, their greatcoats draped over the rumps of their Highland ponies, and wearing scarves about their necks that were definitely plaid. Cheer, they were Scots. The old man in Creef had been right. The prince's men had hired Scots bounty hunters to help find him. Bloody, bloody hell. He'd put himself in quite a quagmire this time, hadn't he? Jack waited until he was certain they'd passed and moved down the road a piece before picking his way out of the thicket, cursing beneath his breath when another thorn caught his buckskins. He untethered his horse and tossed the reins over the mare's neck and swung up onto the saddle, and sat. Jack really didn't know where to go from here. He'd been running from the prince's men for more than a month, fleeing England the moment he'd learned he'd been accused of adultery with the Princess of Wales, running deep into the Highlands. Adultery, Jack snorted as he rubbed the mare's neck. Imagine taking the Princess of Wales to his bed. It was preposterous to believe he'd do such a thing. Yet Jack couldn't help the wry smile that curved his lips as he spurred the mare up onto the road.